Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
The Taoiseach of Leo Varadkar has told the Dáil today that there are no current plans to reintroduce mortgage interest relief, but it's not something the government would rule out for the future. Also speaking in the Dáil, Sinn Féin called on the banks to absorb the latest ECB interest rate hikes, with the party's finance spokesperson Piers Doherty asking the government to examine options for offering tailored interest relief to struggling mortgage holders. I'm joined on the line now from our Dáil studio, in fact, by Piers Doherty, the Sinn Féin finance spokesperson and TD for Donegal. Fáilte rud, Piers. I'm conscious of the fact that you are the Sinn Féin TD for Donegal, and that is the county of Private Sean Rooney. You may wish to pass on your condolences.
Yeah, Cormac, thanks. And just like the messages that you're reading out, the whole nation's in grief and obviously devastated at the news that Private Sean Rooney has lost his life so tragically in Lebanon, serving not only his country, but serving peace internationally. And I can only extend my condolences to his family, to his friends back home in Newton, and where he grew up as a young boy in Dundalk, but also to all of his colleagues who are his extended family in the Defence Forces in the Auglina here, and who are absolutely grieving the loss of Sean today. And look, we wish and pray over the next number of days that Shane Kearney recovers also. It's a terrible time, and I think it reminds us all, Cormac, just, you know, that every day these lads and these people go out, and our Defence Forces men and women, young people, 23 years of age, go out and, you know, they put their life in the line in the name of Ireland and the name of peace internationally. And they deserve all our plaudits, all our pride, and, you know, all our respect and honour. And unfortunately, Sean now has paid the ultimate sacrifice for his dedication to those causes.
And his dedication to peace as well. And let's hope Shane Kearney pulls through. But thank you, Piers Doherty, for that. If we may, for a moment, move on to the other matters that were raised in the Dáil today. And this news from Frankfurt and the ECB, the European Central Bank, that they're raising interest rates by another half of 1%. And it's obviously being done to tackle inflation, but you say banks should absorb this. Is that right?
Yeah, look, well, the banks have absorbed the 2% increase that have happened so far. So this is now the next round. This is the December increase. This means that since the summer that interest rates have risen by 2.5%. So for those that are on standard variable rates, the banks, the Main Street lenders, have absorbed these rates so far. We're appealing to the banks to absorb this increase also. They're in a position to do so because they're funding their borrowing through deposits, and when interest rates increase at ECB level, actually the banks make more profit just by putting their deposits on hold with ECB. So they're in a position to do so. Unfortunately, tracker rates, as a result of the type of mortgage that you get and the conditions of that contract, that's passed on immediately. So this will be now the fourth letter that they will receive, those 200,000 customers saying that their interest rate has increased. And also for those that, you know, the 100,000 customers that haven't got their mortgages in the hands of high street lenders but were sold on to vulture funds, they have seen dramatic increases.
Specifically, what are you asking banks to do? Because at some point they say they don't have a huge operating profit here and they need to recoup some money. That's what they say. You can't force banks to absorb, can you?
No, we can't. But look, the interest rate environment at a European level has increased the profitabilities of the banks, and notes that have come out from the banks recently have showed that anything close to €1 billion in additional profit will be made as a result of it. So they're in a position to do so. The central bank has recognised that. In fairness to the banks, and let me say this, in terms of their standard variable rate customers, they have not passed on this interest rate hike, and we're asking them to continue that policy because they're in a position to do so. For tracker rates, they have to do it. And for vulture funds, they have increased their rates dramatically. So what we're saying is that the state needs to step in here, that the state needs to reintroduce a tailored measure which is targeted and time-bound, which would bring in mortgage interest relief. So what that would mean is that the state would compensate some of the increase that we're seeing in terms of mortgage interest relief, in mortgage interest over the last number of months.
So tailored how?
So the way that we have approached it, and we've worked with the Independent Parliamentary Budget Office to design this and to cost this for us, looking at different options. We only got their initial submission back yesterday. But the idea is that, for example, Cormac, that the increase that we've seen since June of this year, that increase in interest, that the state could, for example, pay 30% of that, could absorb 30% of that. So basically, we had mortgage interest relief. It used to exist up until December of 2020, just 2 years ago. It was got rid of. And the premise there was that the state absorbs some of the interest on your mortgage for your domestic home. So we are saying that not all of the interest should apply, but just the increase that we've seen over the period, that a portion of that would be taken on by the state.
The problem, though, is that the ECB is doing this, in their wisdom, to curtail inflation. So if you do that, it doesn't have the desired effect, does it? So inflation soars.
No, look, we know what the main drivers in terms of inflation are, and obviously it's the war in Ukraine, and the most part in relation to the energy impacts in terms of inflation, but also still the aftermath of Brexit and the mismatch that in terms of global trade that we're seeing still filtering through. The reality is, and let's deal with the reality of where people are at, if your mortgage was sold to a vulture fund, and remember, government minister after government minister, including the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, assured these customers that they would be no worse off. Well, they are worse off. They're a hell of a lot worse off, because these customers have seen their interest increase from 4.5% up to 6.5%. And the next month now, as a result of the decision today, they're going to see their interest rate for their family home increase to 7%. I have countless letters, Cormac, from people who are pleading. They don't know where to turn. They are saying they are going to lose their family home. They cannot afford 7% interest. That is why the state needs to move in. This is a crisis for them, just as the energy crisis is for people, and there's a responsibility.
You're saying the state should move in and help vulnerable mortgage holders who are with so-called vulture funds. Is that right?
Well, what we're asking for is mortgage interest relief across the board that will absorb a portion of the increased interest that is applied to people.
Across the board? How much would that cost?
Well, the options, as I said, we've a number of options for the Independent Parliamentary Budget Office. So there's examples there. So, for example, if standard variable rates increase by 3%, now remember, they haven't increased at all yet, yeah. But if they increased by 3%, if tracker rates went up by 3%, if fixed rates went up by 1.5%, and you applied it across every mortgage, then it would cost in the region of €300 million. So there's assumptions there, obviously.
How do you pay for that?
I don't think there's an argument to suggest that we can't pay for these type of one-off measures.
But where would the money come from, incidentally?
Well, Cormac, the state expects to make a surplus next year of €6.2 billion. The state has rightly intervened in terms of one-off measures, whether it is in terms of reduction of VAT for energy, whether it's petrol or diesel, which we push the state into, or whether it's in relation to the one-off measures in terms of energy credits for families. This is also an issue in relation to spillover from the war in Ukraine. Interest rates are rising as a result of that.
You're saying that surplus that the state will enjoy next year, they're too reliant on multinational corporate tax rate, and you want to tax that higher. So if you were in power, for example, you'd be digging into that surplus and maybe making it less appetizing for multinationals to say here. That's what Cormac, the corporate lobby says.
No, Cormac, just to clarify this here, we are not supportive of increasing corporation tax. We haven't been for well over a decade and a half, maybe two decades. That's not the case, just so that in case anybody is misinformed in relation to that. And in relation to corporation tax, we, along with many others, have pointed out the volatility of that. And that's why you don't rely on permanent spending using corporation tax, because you can't guarantee that it will be there forever. This is not permanent spending. This is people since the summer. Just imagine this. Since the summer, they are being told that their interest that they're paying on their mortgage next year is going to be over €4,000 more than it was in June of this year. Okay. That is a massive spike that requires the government to intervene. Now, when I raised this, and I was on your show at the time after raising this, yep. Cormac, when I raised this with the government absolutely slammed this down. Today, the government are saying they haven't ruled it out. That's progress. We're going to continue to push on behalf of the 200,000 tracker mortgage customers that have seen their rates increase, the 100,000 that have been sold to, to vultures, but also the many other 100,000s that may see interest rates if the banks decide to pass it on.
We'll see if that interest relief comes at some point. I didn't incidentally say that you wanted to increase corporate tax rate. You do want to remove exemptions, tax exemptions for multinationals and so on, but we'll discuss that at a further point. Piers Doherty of Sinn Féin, Míle Buchasland.